Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Viva La Diva show. We like to thank you for taking time out of your week, the middle of the week, to join us as we do on Wednesday nights. Although it's not every Wednesday, but we try to plan ahead to make sure that you all know that we have shows coming up. But I do want to thank everybody who did join in tonight for us, because we do have an important topic that we want to talk about tonight. So I hope you all are ready. I hope you're geared up. I hope you have some advice, some suggestions, some questions. I do want to make sure that you all know that our show is very inclusive. So anything that may be offensive to our host or our guest, we're going to try to check that if possible. And let's just go straight into it, because we only have an hour tonight. So I want to bring on my co-host, Hollywood.
Blinded by the you need that.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, Hollywood.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How's all of our listeners doing tonight? I hope you guys are ready for a wonderful show. We're here to actually give you information on how to have a safe lifestyle. No matter which lifestyle you choose to have, you know, just be safe and live a long time, basically.
Yes, yes. What's new with you? What's going on?
Well, nothing, child. Trying to be a little fit or whatever, you know, just leaving the gym and stuff. Trying to lose some weight, like 45 pounds, so I can have my fall body. See, I didn't make the summer body, but I'm going to get that fall body. I'm going to get her.
I know, that's right.
Hoodie and some sweatpants, I'm going to be there. They're not going to know what's up on
time.
Okay, they're going to be like, come
on out.
I need
a buddy pass.
Oh, it's not a buddy pass.
Get me in.
Yeah, buddy pass.
Lord knows I'm getting a few pounds, so I need to be there.
Child, and I am actually very proud of myself. I haven't drinking a soda in over a week. But one thing I cannot say, I need to stop my alcohol intake also. That could be an issue too, but I'm proud enough that I've been actually drinking water. Like, I'm the hugest activist to do not drink water. I'm like, no, don't drink it. It don't taste like nothing. Don't drink it. But actually,
now you know, I need some water.
I honestly, really, really speaking, I would have maybe drinking a bottle of water maybe every 2 to 3 months. Like, I'm just
no.
Yeah. When I'm thirsty, you know, when we together, Diva, I go grab me a soda, and I keep on grabbing sodas. Lately, I've been leaning towards, like, the iced tea, unsweetened iced tea, and water with lemon. I'm very proud of myself, but then after hours, when it's, like, 10 o'clock at night, I know it's good to go get a little vodka and crayon, or, you know, I've been trying to get all my drinks mixed with juice lately. No longer.
A little libation.
No, libation. Make the drink a little healthier, you know. Actually, you have an all natural cranberry, not the one up the spout, okay? Come
all right.
Out.
But
yeah.
You need to do much more water. That would definitely help. And then you have
I do watch your diet. Well, actually, for the past week again, I've only eaten vegetables and seafood, fish, and things like that. So I'm actually proud of myself about doing that also. But today, my evil best friend decided to pull up to a McDonald's knowing I was hungry on our way to the gym. But I was good. I got me a little healthy snack wrap. I wanted to get me, like, 2 bacon McDoubles, a large fry, a large Coke with no ice, 2 big apple pies.
No.
And it's crazy because me and my best friend, when we in the gym, we will be on the treadmill or the elliptical or something. Like, when we get up out of here, bitch, I'm getting me a burger. Like, it gets you hungry. I don't understand what it is. I don't understand. It's a demonic spirit. That's what it is. It's a spirit.
It's because you burned some calories, so you worked up that metabolism. No,
that's not it. The devil don't want to see me skinny. That's what it is. He don't want to see me skinny.
You can say no. It's discipline. Just say no.
I'm starting to learn it because it's been real hard. All my friends go out to the curry out after the club, and I be like, I can't eat nothing of that, sweetie. I'm sorry. They sit next to me eating chicken wings and french fries, and, you know, I'm like, no, sir, give me a strip of broccoli. There we go. Give me a strip of broccoli. No, hold the sauce. Give me the sauce on the fat. You know.
At least you got the broccoli, so you got the vegetables, so that's good.
The vegetable and the seafood, so I was good. You know, it's okay. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Get you some more water, though. Do it a little more often.
Honestly, well, I have a bottle of water right here in my hand, so I'm actually going to. I'm drinking a gallon so far today. I will say.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Done more than me while I'm talking.
Okay. What's new with Diva, honey?
Well, everything. So I just signed my lease. I am back in Baltimore now. So that's one thing off the checklist. Thank you. I have much more space. I can have a little function, a party at the house now. I got 3 levels.
Okay, 3 home levels. Okay.
Well, the first level, of course, has a bunch of steps. But, yeah, it's enough space to, you know, have the people over, have a little
sleepover. Come on, sleepover.
Now, I didn't say all that. I'm not providing beds, and I'm not providing pillows.
I come with my own pack and play, okay? I bring my own
share
pack and play, right?
Either.
Oh, no. That's nasty. No, sharing other toothbrushes, that's nasty.
Speaking of which, I did go see your dentist today. And I love them. The whole scenery, everything. I walked in there, I felt like I was at church because they had a whole Afrocentric vibe. I felt
the whole
it.
Wall.
I loved it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, everything.
Yeah, he's amazing.
The scent,
he is amazing.
Everything.
Yeah,
the whole
amazing.
Aromatherapy thing going on in there. And
he is absolutely everything. And one thing I do love about him is he talks to you while everything is going on. It's just never at that point in time where you're lost, like, what are you doing now? He's talking you through it.
Yeah, and he also introduced himself. When I was sitting in the lobby, he came over to me and he introduced himself and told me who he was and everything. And he told me who I was going to be working with until he could come see me. So I just thought overall he was a good doctor.
Yeah,
a good dentist.
Day one there, I will say.
Absolutely. I felt like I was a part of the family. They already said you were.
I'm like, Doc, can you? All right, we have a dinner at my house. You already know where the house is. Just come on over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm coming for the crown.
Okay. I'm sorry. I already think of that one. You could get a sash or something. It's okay.
No, he's going to really cure my issue. I finally get these wisdom teeth out of my mouth. They've been telling me I'm in my 30s now. They should be gone.
Oh, you about to order your dentures. Okay. That's cute.
Oh, don't play with me. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. And on that note, we're going to get the sponsor in because you just played. And we need a sponsor.
The human soul is so precious. But our physical bodies age every second, every minute, in every hour. 40% of humans contact HIV from a loved one, drugs, and sometimes straight from birth. It can destroy families, break up friendship groups, and does not discriminate against ethnicity. HIV does not have a solid face, so let's be mindful and watch our actions.
Today.
I'm sorry?
What's today? What's the important thing about today?
Well, today is actually National HIV Testing Day. I'm sure we're on the East Coast, so I'm sure all of the clinics that were having functions and events are currently over. They were typically from 4 to 8. But honestly, I mean, every day can be a National HIV Testing Day. Just get tested and just know your status. That's the key for it, is just to know your status. And the information that we're going to give to you today during the show, it will be eligible to help you stay clean and to walk the path without questioning yourself if you follow the instructions that are given.
Right, right, right. So, as you said, today is National HIV Testing Day. But, yes, like you said, you can do it any day. And I would definitely suggest that people, if you haven't had the opportunity, still do it regardless. We're all affected in some type of way. You may have a loved one, a friend, family member, whomever, or you just may be connected to a friend that knows someone that is dealing with HIV or AIDS. So I think it's very important that we look into that, all of us. We look into it, get tested, be aware of what's going on around you. Don't disregard it because it's a very serious matter. And like I said, it's something that's very relevant to all of us.
Yeah. And it's not just in the community of LGBT. That's what a lot of people need to understand, that anyone can get it.
Right, and people stereotype and think that that's just what it is, but no, that's not the case.
Yes, and it's like, you know, this long tail stating that the LGBT community is what started it, quote-unquote, started the situation. But it's after education and me watching different videos on it, it's actually not what happened, but it's the mindset of, quote-unquote, the church people and things like that of what will happen to you if you are LGBT. Oh, you automatically have AIDS and HIV.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's very hurtful to the community and to a person, period. But just know that you don't have to be in the LGBT community to attract.
Right, right. And like the sponsor said, that there's some people that are born with it. So these people haven't even had intercourse or, you know, been among people to even contract it from outside people. They're people that's been born with it. So it's very important that you take the opportunity to know what your status is regardless of where you are in life. Just know your status.
Yeah, that's key. Know your status. Like, I'm personally the type of person that I try my best to get tested at least once every 2 to 3 months. That's technically what you're supposed to do. But I've also heard
mm-hmm.
you do it every 6 months. With me being as celibate and as a virgin that I am, you know, so I don't have to do that frequently, but I'm just a health freak where I just want to know when I already know the answer, but, you know, just to do it. Know your status. And it's just with me being in the scene and in the community out in clubs and things like that, they are very hateful people out here that will do anything to, quote-unquote, your drink, or it's just whatever. They will just figure out a way to harm someone, which I don't understand. But you never know what can happen. I've watched a documentary on YouTube, actually, where a LGBT male was out in New York, actually, and he was out with a friend. A friend cut their finger, and some way, somehow, the blood got into the cup, and this is the story they're going with. And he transmitted it that way due to the blood of the friend that had it, that cut his finger, and it was just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, just know your status and just keep up with your status. Don't go, oh, I checked it 2 years ago. I know I'm good. I ain't slept with nobody but Johnny, Bob, and Victor. But I know they're clean, though, so, you know, I ain't got to worry. No, stay on your P's and Q's and still get yourself tested.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was doing some research, and I saw that it was a CDC report that said there's an increase in HIV diagnosis among the millennials. So that's the younger people.
The younger generation than I, well, you know, the way younger generation than you, but the younger generation than me, it's just like you.
Know. You always got to throw that in there. Don't you do that.
But yeah, because the young ones, they all have not. See, I was brought up by an older family. So, you know, you
mm-hmm.
learn your ins and outs, your yes ma'ams, no ma'ams, and things like that. But this new generation, they're trying to be their child's best friend.
Mm.
So it's like
yes,
they're not being
yes.
taught. They're not being taught all the way. And, you know, me and you, Diva, we see it all the time where the adult wants to be on the same level as the child. And, you know, it's just that's not the way it should be. You need to, at one point in time, step in and say, look, this is when I become your mother. Or your father,
mm-hmm.
and then this is when I become, you know, you can come to me, be an open parent, where you can come to me and say anything and not just be the point of the matter where you can come to me and girl just said and say, no, y'all not best friends, that is your child.
Right, that burns me up when I see that. Because I may not be the parent, but I'm always stepping in and I'm like, you know, I can't take that. I can't. And it was funny that we had a parent. I was there with Alexis. I mean, people don't know who that is, but my assistant manager. At the door, and a mother walks past with her son, and she just stops in front of us and say, do y'all sell belts in there? And he's like, oh, yeah, we got a lot of belts. She said, okay, you mind grabbing me one? She was like, because he don't know how to talk to his mother. I said, oh, we have one of those?
Okay. Okay.
Because there's a whole wall of belts.
That's parenting, okay? That's what you call parenting, okay?
Mm-hmm. She
okay?
said, it
and
takes
that's
what?
When you find that spice belt, okay?
Right.
That spice belt
to raise a child.
Okay.
Yes.
It's
yes, ma'am.
A whole village to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that people don't understand or realize that you can't, this is not something that you can wake up and say, oh, I can be a parent. Oh, I can do this. Oh, I can do that. But it also trickles down the line. And it's like, look,
yeah.
I learned this parenting skill from my nana. I learned this parenting skill from my mama. I learned this, and it goes down the line that way.
Right. Right. So I just think that it's very important that we spread awareness, we share awareness, we give advice, help our friends, because some families are neglectful. Most families, let me take that back, most families are neglectful, and they're not going to teach you, so the streets are teaching you.
Correct.
So I think it's very important that we be that teacher and teach our friends or go with our friends, get tested, let that be a community type thing. Because it's very important.
That brings me to the episode of Pose that we just watched on Sunday. It's like you get more of a security when you go with someone and or a group of people that you care about. It's like, you know, you get that when you go alone, because I've gone alone before, and it's like, I know my status when I walk in there, but it's like still you get that whole just scare moment where you're just quiet and it's just like, oh, my God, what if, what's this? You start thinking of what ifs when you already know that they're not true, but it's just still you, it's just something there. But when you guys go as a crew and or a group of friends, it's like you get I don't even understand what it is. The rush is like slightly gone away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Well, yes, this past week on Pose, all of the house boys and also the commentator, they all went together and, you know, got tested.
I love me some Pose.
Baby, I do too, but the ratings have been horrible. They're going down. But what a
that's
lot of
people don't know. They don't know how good it is. And then you have those who are trying to shame it and trying to get it to come off the air. But they don't understand, like, this is life, this is us, this is our truth, so let it be heard.
And, you know, also, it's like with this being Pride Month, on a Sunday night, for the past 3 weeks, it has been a Pride in some different state.
Yeah.
So people are not home. They're not able to do it. And with the ratings go by who's watching it and or tuned in live or during the time of it being viewed, and it's not the whole on-demand. Because I watch it via YouTube Red, where I pay $3 every episode. So that all of that, it doesn't factor in onto the ratings of someone turning their television to FX and watching it that way. So, but like I've said, a lot of people, they've been out for the past 3 weeks. I know we've had DC Pride with the first week of June. Last weekend was New York. No, weekend before last was, where was it? Atlanta, I believe, and L.A. And then last weekend was New York. This coming weekend is, I believe, Charlotte. So it's like
it
has
Philly
with,
in it,
you know,
too, at some point.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's just no one has been eligible to sit down because they're out trying to be in the scene, you know, having fun. So I think after our wonderful Pride Month and things are going away, the ratings will be wonderful. But, you know, it's a message behind every episode. And I cannot lie, every episode I end up crying during the episode, after the episode. It's just a message behind every episode.
Trust me, you are not the only one. I do believe we have a commercial propose for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about. We do have a commercial for that. So we'll let you know.
Your
I am encouraged to be all the things that the outside world would think of as freak.
For so much of my life, I've just felt like I couldn't truly be myself.
I didn't know if I was going to be accepted in the regular world, so I decided to go somewhere where I felt like I fit in.
You gotta have your foot like this, horizontal.
You
oh, see,
Lord, look, at her.
Look
okay,
what
so
is this? No.
There's so much you could say about the ballroom scene, but simply, it's just a way of life.
The ballroom is about us. We took dance from mainstream and posing in magazines and created Vogue.
It's a place you can live out a fantasy that you never lived before.
At the core of it, it's community.
It's about being alone and then finding people that are just like you.
I'm able to be true to myself in a space where that's celebrated. That makes me feel beautiful.
Give them some music and pose!
It's about determination. You have to step out onto that runway like you own everything.
It's something that you've never seen before.
You walk in there and you're going to see a party.
We're here to dominate.
That brings me to my next topic. A lot of the LGBT community feel as though that houses are for beings that are already infected. I've actually questioned about 10 of my friends within the past 2 to 3 days, and they feel as though that houses are for the infected LGBT community members that do not feel as though they're being accepted outside, when that is not the case at all. A house is for you to have a safe haven for you to be able to come to and feel accepted. You don't have to be you don't have to be infected in order to join a house. And that's a lot of the gays have that mixed up.
Yeah. You're right, because, you know, well, some of you know, some of you don't know, but I, too, am a house mother, and, yeah, no, that's not the case. You do not have to be infected to be in a house. It's more so about the family, the ballroom, everything that's involved in that, just being yourself. Like, before I even joined the house, I was so far in the shell, like, shy, wouldn't talk to nobody, things like that. But when I got introduced to the whole ballroom scene and everything, I found something outside of me. Like, you couldn't tell me anything. Like, the personality, everything is totally different than it was before I knew anything about what the house scene was, the ballroom was. So, yeah, I really appreciate ballroom. It just lets you be that person you are, let you live in your truth, and just be comfortable in that space.
It's just something that you should. It's a safe haven, honestly, for us LGBT members. It's a safe haven. You have that place where you're able to go to your house mother and talk about anything, about the next boyfriend or just any type of encounter, but you don't have to feel as though you're being judged by, quote-unquote, your mom that you go to or your auntie. You'll have this other family that you can go to and to ask any type of questions due to the fact that, for one, the mother is most likely mature and is older than you and have been through everything that you're in the process of going through and will be eligible to give you insight on the do's and the don'ts of life.
Right.
So this also takes you back to, so it's just like, you know, you have to be able to have a safe haven, honestly, in this community nowadays.
Right. So do you know, for those who are just tuning in, I'm just wanting to give a shout-out to those who just tuning in, we are having a discussion in regards to right now the HIV and AIDS, and we're going to touch on some other topics and end it off with talking about safe sex tonight. We are only on here for an hour, so we will be closing out the show around about 9 p.m. So if you're listening and you want to chime in on the conversation, you have any questions, any suggestions, advice, please press the number 1 so we can bring you on live. You will have that opportunity to talk, although we don't have a lot of time, but we want to just make sure that if somebody is in need, somebody has any questions, you can come on live and ask questions. In the meantime, we want to mention just some clinics off the top of our head or some places that you can go to get tested. So, Hollywood, do you have any off the top of your head?
Yes. I have one that is located here in the DMV. It's not gender bias, but it's targeted more to the LGBT male community. It's called the Denim. And it's right here inside of the address to it actually is, let me get it for you guys. The address actually is, come on, Jesus. Work in my favor, Lord. Come on, Father. Because I pulled it out. Because, okay, come on, Father. Work in my favor, Father. Okay. it's called the Denim Empower. It's Denim provides a safe haven where young men can make friends and feel comfortable in being themselves. So that's also located in Landover, Maryland. So you can just look them up on all social media, and it's called Denim Empower. So it's Denim, then it's the letter M, and Power.
Okay. Okay. I have a link that we received from ever so great Susan.
yeah, we haven't spoken to her. How is she doing today?
Yes. Hi, Susan. She's so quiet over there.
Hello. Hello.
How are you doing today?
What's going on?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You're welcome. She's one of the best people in the DMV, being a switchboard. Well, she's in the NYCM, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm in the what?
Virginia area.
Yeah. Southeast Virginia. Hampton
Roads. Yeah. So if you need a switchboard, y'all can DM us. We charge a lot. I'm her manager, like 96% of everything, okay?
Yes.
You are not Susan's manager. We will manage you in 5 seconds. I will let you know that because you cannot control that one. You can't not control that one. Unless you know how to handle it, you cannot control that
Lord
one.
Lord Jesus. Many have tried. They all have died.
And one of 96% of your profit.
Okay.
96%,
okay.
Since I ain't getting nothing, he can have 96%. Nothing. The phone said nothing for nothing, leaves nothing.
But
I wanted to chime in on the HIV situation because I'm very familiar with the subject matter. And
okay.
Actually my mother, my biological mother, died of complications, AIDS, due to AIDS. When it wasn't called AIDS at the time, it was called GRID, gay-related and whatever disease. And at the time, of course, they only thought gay men were getting it. And as far as I know, my mom wasn't a gay man. But
there you go.
She was an IV drug user. Actually, she had been in remission or whatever you call it, recovery, for about 10 years. And one day she went away, and I remember the day like it was yesterday. My mom was leaving the house. I still in Philadelphia, where I was born and raised. And she was leaving. I said, Ma, don't go. She was going with a friend of hers who was a known drug user. And I said, Ma, don't go. She said, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. And when she came back, she looked like a ghost. She looked so afraid. And a friend of hers, the one I was telling you about the troubles, had actually overdosed in the car.
Oh, wow.
Which scared my mom back into recovery, but that time, that one time that she went back and used, she contracted AIDS. And
wow.
I remember her telling me, you know, that, you know, I have something, you know, this is a while later, that I have something. My mom was a hypochondriac, so she always looked like she was sick about something. But this time she said, you know, I have something and they're giving me about 2 years to live. You know, but you'll be all right. But then she uprooted my family and they moved to Connecticut. I stayed in Philadelphia because I was a senior in high school and I wasn't about to go graduate somewhere else. But sure enough, 2 years later I was in college and everything, and you know, going up there to see her in Connecticut, and she had like a million different things wrong with her, and it's like nobody who gets sepsis and all these other, you know, unknown rare issues. And she passed away on Mother's Day and her birthday.
Wow. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. So anybody can get it. There's a lot of risk, it's a lot of risky behavior that can lead you. I mean, even just like being high at a high out of your mind at a party, and somebody take advantage of you. You know, you always practice safer sex, but you're high at a party, and somebody, you know, has their way with you, and there you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, you got to be mindful of what's going on
around you.
Definitely.
At all times.
Mm-hmm.
People have cruel intentions, and they just
they're
just out here to put negativity all into the world. These intentions
are
forward. You have a lot of people who are angry because someone got them.
Hurt them.
You know, they got me.
Hurt
I'm going to somebody. You know, still have
there
that. Still have that.
And then you also have these people out here that just love to see someone hurt.
Yeah,
and I don't understand that. Why? What do you get out of watching someone hurt? But you know,
they've been hurt.
Everybody
hurt.
Just, there you go. This world right now is not where it should be mentally either. So it's just like you never know.
Yeah.
So just be completely alert of your surroundings.
The HIV has come along. The treatment has come a long, long way. Thank God. I mean, because the drugs that they used to give people would make them so sick, they just wish they would just go ahead and die. And I've lost so many friends, I can't even count. You know, I'm a lot older than y'all. So I was in the era, you know, at the club. I was a club MC. So, you know, everybody just start disappearing, or somebody call you, you're scared to answer the phone because, you know, we didn't have social media back then. And, you know, they'll say so-and-so, you know, got diagnosed, or they'll call somebody, they'll call you themselves and say, you know, I just got the news. And before long, they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have people living 10, 15, 20, 30 years. I have a friend that we know, Steve Luna, has been HIV positive for over 30 years. So you just have to live your best life. You have to take care of yourself. Because the medication can do everything, but it does do a lot more than it used to.
Yeah, it helps you a lot, but you have to be able to keep up with the instructions they also give you to while you're on the medicine, like dieting and protein and things like that. You have to keep your body in the tip-top shape.
Right, and you have a regimen, you have to stick to it.
Correct.
Right.
And, of course, now we have the PrEP, which a lot of people are trying out, Truvada, and you have to be on that for a certain period of time, and your doctor tells you when, you know, you can take a test actually and see when your protection level is up. So that prevents a lot of transmission. But you have a certain part of the society who, even with the Tubatas, with the PrEP, they still are susceptible. So it's just safer to just to use a condom, male and female.
Yes, 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 yes.
Definitely.
Thank you, Ms. Susan, for the lovely information.
Yes, and thank you for sharing your story as well, because a lot of people aren't brave enough to, you know, speak up about it. They don't want to mention that they know somebody or that they're dealing with them themselves. So,
my siblings are definitely my brother and my sister. They're not as comfortable speaking about it as I am, but.
You know, it's very hard to speak on, I would say, personally, because my biological mother passed away from the same thing, and it's like, you know, it's not an easy topic to speak on, because once you speak on the topic, everyone's mind, especially when they're a close-minded person, they seem to, as soon as you say, oh, my mother had it, oh, so you got it, you know, she got attracted it after me. So it's like, no, baby. But, you know, it's just the lifestyle that people choose will lead you to other things, and a lot of people don't understand that. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a rumor going around one time that I was HIV positive. But I never even denied. I was like, Missy, I'm HIV positive. Stay away from me. That's back in the scary days.
No,
I thought you could just touch somebody. Yeah, stay away from me. Because I had so many friends.
Cruel.
And they said I was dating this transgender girl who was like my niece to me. I couldn't even, if I dated trans women, she wouldn't have been one, because she was too much like my niece. She was the type I would slap around or something like that. But people are just mean, and I confronted the person who started the rumor. She's like, well, y'all were just so, you know, together all the time. Yeah, because she's my niece. I told everybody knows that her gay mother is like a sister to me, and that was my niece, and y'all just friends. Like I said, if I was attracted to trans women, she wouldn't have been one of them, because she was like family. That's nasty.
And you shouldn't even have to explain that. And if that was the case, that's y'all business. So it's not somebody else's business to spread that.
There you go.
I just don't get it. People just talk too much. Mind your business.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you posted something about that today. Today was a good day to mind your business.
National Mind Your Business Day. Mind your motherfucking business day. They need to have that day.
Come on,
Hollywood. Wouldn't that be awesome? National Mind Your Motherfucking Business Day.
Okay, yes. Come on. I'm gonna send an email to Trump, baby. Okay, we're gonna get that.
Okay. Oh, child.
Well, he's number one. Start there. You need to mind your business,
sir.
He
needs to mind his business.
Okay, yes. Mind your business first, okay? How about you take the advice and, you know.
Lead by example.
All right. There you go.
He needs National Shut the Fuck Up Day.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's too bad.
Sir, have some seat.
So yeah, National Mind Your Business Day. Don't
in the
need
stadium
that.
Full of seats.
Okay, come on. Come on.
We do have a universal link that everyone can go to if they're looking for a place to go get tested. It's gettested.cdc.gov, and you should be able to find different locations in your area where you can go get tested.
Yes. So that's just one of the things that needs to be done now. Also with, not just saying now, but now in this community, in the LGBT community now, you'll find a lot of DL characters, which means down low characters. So the fact of the matter that they're transmitting things from one lifestyle to the next lifestyle due to the fact that they are not sure in their mindset of what they were like. That's another one of the top things currently that is really high right now. So that brings us into the whole transgender lifestyle, because you have a lot of, I just want to say it, males that go after a transgender woman because she looks like a woman and they can have an encounter with them and then they don't feel homosexual after doing so because she's a transgender woman and she looks like a woman. So you have a lot of nasty people out here nowadays that just are going back and forth from lifestyle to lifestyle, and it's just like, you know, that's transferring the virus basically around, and especially that's just something out here where a lot of people are not safe and having safe sex. So you have the moment where you decide, oh, let's just drop our pants, boom, bam, boom. You know, let's do it right here. You know, no. You have to always protect yourself at all times, no matter the location.
But you know what? You know what's so weird about that, though? A lot of people feel like the risk is with the transgender woman, but the highest rising cases of HIV are amongst black women. So really, the trans woman is in danger because of him messing with her, with the cisgender woman. You know, they're telling what kind of corner booth and dark she's been messing around in. And this trans woman been, like I said, living her best life and being protected, but she's feeling like, well, I'm safe because I'm messing with this straight dude, and he's got a wife and kids. But the wife is dibbling and dabbling everywhere else.
There you go. That's where I was going with it, because it's like, you know, it comes from that lifestyle, and then the male, he's most likely don't know about it, so it's just like, you get it, and that's when it comes over to the transgender woman, which is living her best life right now. She's, you know, becoming a woman, and he comes in and F's that up for her.
Yep.
You know, so that's where I was going with it also. It's just like, you know, it all
you never
falls
know.
Back. There you go. You never know. It all falls back that you never know. So just be prepared at all times. So, you know, like what Susan said, we have the prep that is out now, and then also we have, it's another thing, it's something that a lot of people like to call the female, they call it the gay active sex pill. It's called PEP. So we have PrEP, which is a blue pill that you take almost every day, twice a day, and then you have PEP, which is something that you're supposed to take after having unprotected sex. So it's like supposed to be like a plan B in a way, you know.
Yeah.
But you still can't. You
if you're a woman, you gotta take the plan B and the PEP. Good God Almighty, that's a whole lot of work for.
There we go. So it's just like, you know, one thing for sure we will say, you cannot rely on these items to close your system down from obstruction. You cannot do that at all. You cannot. This is not. Again, this is not a baby. This is not. You cannot just flush it out your system when and or however you would like to. You cannot do so.
Well, I wanted to do something in honor of your mom, Susan, in honor of your mom, Hollywood, and everyone who has a loved one, a friend, family member, cousin, whoever. You know someone that may have lost their life due to HIV and AIDS. We just wanted to do a moment of silence in honor of them at this moment. So let's start with a moment of silence, please. Okay, I do appreciate that.
Amen.
I wanted to get in the ball.
Crimes of the Century, the 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th, 2018. In Charlotte, North Carolina.
Doors open at 4 p.m. Awards from LSS begins at 5 p.m.
First category closes 6 p.m. Charlotte. Admission, $35 all night. Standard tables, $250. Premier tables, $300 for available. VIP tables, $350. 6 available. VIP sections, $1,000, 2 available. Grand prize, $1,500, open to all, lip sync performance with a production. Many grants include $1,000 open to all best dressed. $1,000 open to all foot, eye, and gag. $1,000 legendary tag team performance. $1,000 female figure versus Butch Queen Vogue Fest. $1,000 female figure versus Butch Queen European Runway. $1,000 female figure face. $500 Butch Queen Realness with a Twist. $500 Butch Queen American Runway, plus much, much more. For more information, see the Facebook event page at Crimes of the Century, 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, or contact Marcus at 202-790-2318. Crimes of the Century, the 2018 People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, July 14th. 2018.
All right. So we're running down on time. So.
Oh, what is that?
Ooh, yes, for the effect.
Okay.
Yes, I was living. Give me my moment. Thank you.
Okay, they said come on out.
That wasn't me. I don't know what that was.
It was the gods. Somebody was giving me my moment. So I need to, you know, have that moment.
Okay.
No, it was because I was about to mention iconic mother Aisha Iman Prodigy. That's where that came from.
Okay.
I definitely was about to go there, so it must have been my sister vibe coming on through. She gave me this nice little list here of some safer sex practices. So I wanted to go through some of these. Y'all can chime in whenever you want to. She called it Safer Sex Tips 101. Of course, as we mentioned before, that if you're sexually active, there's no 100% protection against contracting a sexually transmitted infection. But there are some things you can do to make play safer. So one of the categories she has here is, here are some low-risk activities. So number one, she put masturbation, only touching yourself. So not involving anyone else. It's you, a solo tip. masturbation, then we have cyber sex. Let's see, nipple and breast stimulation when not lactating. Oh, these are some good ones. Erotic massage, body rubbing, kissing, using a sex toy with a condom, and be sure to use a new condom if you're sharing sex toys. We have oral sex here with a barrier, such as a glove or a dental dam, a plastic wrap, vaginal or anal contact with a latex glove. All right. And let me see. The following activities are risky. Unprotected oral sex, especially when a woman is bleeding. And that's the menstrual cycle. unprotected rimming. Sharing sex toys without a condom or sharing needles, unprotected fellatio, unprotected penis or vaginal intercourse, unprotected penis and anal intercourse. And let's see what else we got here. Oh, okay, Aisha got a lot of information here. Additional tips to keep yourself safe. Let me find a couple of them and I'll share that. Drug and alcohol.
As we may or may not know, you know, the top thing currently is to have the latex glove wrapped in a towel. You know.
Oh.
That's the new thing that the children are doing now. They're wrapping the latex glove. They roll up the towel and they put a glove over top of the towel and try to make a quote unquote pocket pussy or a fleshlight out of the latex glove and the towel. Now, another thing that I've heard of, as I believe I spoke about it last radio show, of the children now, so they will not get pregnant and or STDs, they are in the process of, before sex, they hot glue and or super glue the head of their genitals closed.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, foolish, foolish, real foolish.
Wow.
Yeah. So these kids, I'm like, with the time that you're taking to glue gun and or to find some super glue, you could just peel a condom apart and slide it on.
Right.
But
and in that sense, make sure you're only using it once. Like, use
thank
that
you.
Condom
don't
once.
Say,
and
don't, you can't wrench off no condom. You don't wrench it off. Don't wrench it.
Lord.
And if we do have any young children listening, that you should always have something with you. I know I've heard statistics say that the hot glue and the super glue was like if kids wanted to do it during and or at school.
Lord,
they're
why
going,
are we going to
the school? Well, you know, our, as we said before, this generation under us, because, you know, we're older people, they're very fast. They're very fast.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah.
That's an issue. They fast. Because their older parents are also fast.
Okay.
So they're just only following by the example that they're given. So, yeah. Well, in my day, you know, I'm a lot younger than you, Diva. But they were doing it. They were having bleacher moments. You know everyone. You know that's the typical thing about the high school, and you know you got your cheerleaders and the jocks, and everybody goes to the bleachers in the gymnasium.
Mhm. Yeah.
So in my day, you know, which wasn't so long ago, they used to have, it was a competition back then and there.
Mhm.
And it's like, honestly, I can say almost everyone that I heard about Andor, I'm not going to say watched, but, you know, I watched them walk to the back of the bleachers, now have children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just that the generations are getting faster and faster. So now what needs to come up is you need to be safer and safer. You know,
right.
You want to be this pimp daddy person that you think you are or trying to be. Carry a condom. Well, I will say this is something I do. I carry a condom in my wallet. I'm a very virgin and celibate young man, but I will always have a condom if it's not just for me. It could be for a friend. It could be, you know, you never know, because I want to look out for myself and for the others that I love. So you never know what the situation might be. You might be rolling with your good Judy, and then you be like, oh, well, since you got a DA appointment, so therefore I'm going to need you to, here you go. Here goes some traction.
Yeah. A lot of those places that do the testing offer, they should, but they offer, you know, free condoms.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
a lot of these
like
you can get free condoms. Yeah.
Yes. I have a big, actually, IKEA bag full of them, actually, currently, from Pride. But honestly, when you go into, I know the Denim Empower, it's literally a big bowl, a huge bowl sitting at the door. And when you're walking out, they will say, take a handful of condoms. And also, it's just, it's the empowerment of being around others from your community and able to get through the process even at ease. Because I know, sure, it's not going to be eased all the way, but just to know that you have someone that's on your side and behind you. And it, to me, it feels better when it's someone that's not even in my circle, but to feel that vibe of caring and love from someone that's working with me.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. Let me see if I can pull some more things out of here just to be... Okay, here's a good one. So the question is, what if we're monogamous? So for two people who have sex exclusively with each other, this is a recommended guideline. Use latex barriers every time you have sex for 6 months. After 6 months, both of you should be tested for STDs such as herpes, HPV, gonorrhea, HIV, hepatitis C. You might also consider testing for genital herpes, and if you both test negative, and there are no other bacterial infections such as chlamydia, you and your partner may decide to have barrier-free sex. So even if you're with one partner and it's monogamous, you still should consider being tested and being safe, using safe sex. And as Susan said before, with the partying and everything, so drinking and the alcohol and the drugs can impair your decision. So you also want to, if you're going to engage in some type of sexual activity, you want to be sober so that you're making
Correct.
The right decision.
Correct. And also you will know who your partner is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because everybody's doing a little something in the dark, but when the lights come on and you actually see who it is you're talking to, you want to be aware.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Alert. 100.
All right. So we're winding down to our last few minutes. So, Hollywood, is there anything else that you wanted to touch on in regards to this particular topic? Hollywood.
You fell off.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Susan, do you have anything?
No, I would just say be careful, be mindful, as our PSA said. Just be mindful because it's real. People think that it's you know, something that's not going to happen to them, but Hollywood is back.
Okay.
I'm trying to bring them on. Hollywood?
I am here.
Okay.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I was asking you before you got knocked off if you had any, like, closing statements or anything in regards to the topic before you left us, you know.
I deeply apologize. It was the service demon. He don't want me to be great and be on the cellular device right now. But I would like to say, honestly, be safe. Condoms all the time. And if you're up for it, I would strongly push PrEP. PrEP is just something that helps build your blood cells and things like that. But still, I'm on both of them. I use condoms back in the day when I used to have sexual encounters. But it's just protection is the main thing, honestly.
Okay. And the website, again, for anybody who might have missed it, if you're looking for a testing site, you can go to gettested.cdc.gov, and you should be able to pull up any testing sites in your area. If you're interested in going, you want to invite some friends to go, some loved ones, go right onto the website and find a location near you.
Yes.
And also practice safe sex.
Also, please practice it.
Yes.
Practice makes
we do
perfect.
We appreciate everyone listening in tonight. I know it was a very tough topic to talk about or to hear, but it's very important to know. So we appreciate you all for listening tonight.
Yes.
And
please make sure you come back for the next show. Add us on Facebook, and you guys will be notified when the next show will be. Please tune in. You can follow me on all social media. My social media is @OneOnlyHollywood. You can message me if you have any other questions about anything that was spoken on tonight.
Right. And of course, you know, Kiss by Diva M is the main site. So follow us and join in on our next conversation.
Baby, I wanna switch this shit up. Fuck the old shit. Yeah.
We're gonna rush, girl. If it's us, girl, let me know what's up.
Good night,
everyone. What's up, girl? Cause I'm gonna throw it down. Beat it up, go down. Beat it up. Take it down, 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 down. Get it up. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo. Let me switch up the tempo.